Today we're blessed, very blessed, to have three wonderful readings that deal specifically with how God responds when people put their trust in Him. Simply having faith, because He's God. And so we begin with today's Holy Gospel reading from Mark chapter 12. Jesus is in the temple describing the difference between true faith and hypocritical show that's orchestrated for others to see. On the contrary, true faith comes from the heart, and it's not a show or a demonstration for others. It's between you and God. On verse 41, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put, and he watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people gave large amounts, but a poor widow came and put two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Wow. This woman loved God so much that she wanted to honor him by giving all that she had to live on and trusted that he would be faithful to her in return. She wasn't giving to get. She was giving because she had gotten and wanted to return to the Lord what was rightly his in the first place. I also want to suggest to you that she gave without fear of losing what she had, but wanted to give it to God. Have you ever had something that you treasured, using it for God's glory? During these past 3 weeks, I had something that I've been blessed to use in ministry, taken away from me very suddenly. My voice. I love to preach. I love to teach. And for 50 years, have been blessed to use my voice on the radio, especially with contemporary Christian gold here in Douglas and on the internet, preaching the gospel through music. In what would be a blink of an eye, after getting that doxycycline capsule lodged in my throat and coughing nonstop for about 20 minutes, my esophagus, throat, and vocal cords became burned, inflamed, and swollen. Eating, drinking, and speaking was so painful. I gotta be honest with you, I was engulfed with fear. The emergency room could not really tell me very much, except that I needed to see my ear, nose, and throat doctor, the ENT. Well, they're hard to get to see, especially when yours is at Mayo. God opened the doors for an appointment with him. I was given November 16th, which is this coming Wednesday. But then I received a phone call from his office saying, "Can you come in on the 3rd? Prayers work. God heard my call. We were blessed to get a pretty favorable prognosis and medications to help me move forward. It was bad, but it would get better with patience. Everything is not all the way back, as you can hear. I'm struggling. I'm trying to let you hear me. But I know God has got this. And by his grace, I will be okay and continue to do his ministry. Thank you, Jesus." Today's Old Testament lesson from 1 Kings 17. The prophet Elijah was directed by God to go to a town called Zarephath, where he would find a widow who would provide food for him. He went and, sure enough, by the city gate, There was this widow gathering sticks. He asked her for a drink of water and then added that he would like her to bring him a piece of bread. Now her response was not what you might expect. She said, "As surely as the Lord your God lives, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering these sticks to go home and make a meal for myself and my son so that we can eat and then die." Wow. Elijah knew that God would provide for them because he had sent Elijah there in the first place. And he says to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small cake of bread for me." I always find that remarkable. But that's again the faith. "And bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, our God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up. And the jug of oil will not run dry." Did you hear that? "Until the day the Lord gives rain in the land." Elijah trusted the Lord completely because he had seen God in his promises and he was certain the mercy of God was going to shine through. Well, the woman made the cake for Elijah and miraculously there was enough food for the three of them. That jar of flour never was used up and the oil never ran dry. But there's more to this account about the woman's son. He grew worse and worse, and finally he stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, "What do you have against me, man of God? Why did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?" Elijah took him to the upper room where he was staying and laid him on the bed and cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy upon this widow I'm staying with by causing her son to die?" So he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him." Well, the boy lived. Life came back to him. Elijah picked him up and carried him downstairs, gave him to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you're a man of God and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is truth." What she said goes hand in hand with faith, and that's truth. Jesus spoke about truth on the night before he died when he told the apostles, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He also spoke in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And we know where we can find the truth. His name is Jesus. How many times have we heard in the Bible of people being healed simply because of their faith? Today's New Testament reading from the Epistle to the Hebrews sets his readers straight about the Day of Atonement when the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies, sacrificing blood of animals. This act of forgiveness of Israel's sin is not what Jesus was doing on the cross at Calvary. Understand that. If his dying was all about sacrificing somebody else's blood every year, it would be meaningless. But the faith that Jesus had in the Father helped him to fulfill what the Father commanded, would once for all time satisfy the debt caused by the sins of the world, and his sacrifice would be once and timeless, carrying through to the final judgment. Jesus shed his own blood once. We as Anglicans believe that the only sacrifice that takes place during our service is a sacrifice of ourselves, our souls, and our bodies, a living sacrifice, in thanksgiving and remembrance of what Jesus did for us as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, as we heard in the epistle. He's given us a gift, that cannot be taken away. All three passages point to the gift that comes from belief, from faith, and that is eternal life. You may give all your money, all of your talent, everything you have, but your faith is forever. A gift that cannot be taken away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.